The lesson from Luke chapter 22. And Jesus was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and prayed, saying, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling to the ground. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Perhaps the strangest place for angels to appear was in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus was beginning his suffering for our salvation and praying to his Father in heaven. We know of angels appearing to announce other major events in the Bible, and we know of angels helping out believers in times of trouble. But did Jesus need the help of angels? Remember how he told Peter that he could call down legions of angels to defend him. But he didn't. He would suffer alone. Today is Michaelmas, or the day of St. Michael and all angels. And we associate angels with being light and bright and fighting the forces of darkness and evil. Those dark forces were certainly among that around Jesus in his agony in the Garden of Gethsemane. For as true man, he had to suffer hunger and thirst and threat and danger. And as our human brother and Savior, he endured the temptations of the devil, all for us. In these darkest hours, an angel came to strengthen him and to serve him. We don't know exactly what that angel did, but here we know the Son of God received strength and encouragement to carry out the will of God and to drink that cup of suffering for the salvation of mankind. And that's what angels do. They are sent out as ministering spirits to do the will of God, to serve those who will inherit salvation. God's will is to protect his people and to save them and to bring them to eternal life. And the angels help along in protecting us. The psalmist says, he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. When we are in difficult times, we can remember the sufferings of Christ that purchased our salvation. We can look to him who is our Redeemer, who reconciles us to the Father, and who sends his Holy Spirit as our Comforter. And if the angels comforted and strengthened Jesus, they will surely do the same and more for us who are mere mortals. We learn and pray in the morning and evening prayers, let your holy angel be with me, that the wicked foe may have no power over me. When we learn about angels, it comforts and strengthens us, and ultimately keeps us with Christ, the true and great messenger, who is God himself, our Savior. He suffered agony and bloody sweat that we might have peace. He defeated death and darkness that we might have life and light now and in eternity. Today we thank God for those angels, and we pray that when our time comes, they will carry us into heaven to be with the Lord forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen.